Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Noble. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jack McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hearn, and towards Stanky, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparn for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 1 in the game. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartsfield moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark takes first base on ball 4. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartsfield covering, for the out. Lark moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hearn covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin strikes out. Two outs. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0 for 1 in the game. Noble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark juggles the ball. That's an error on Lark. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn bunts towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lark hits a line drive towards third. Elliott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 0 in the game. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dark out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 2 in the game. Jethro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jethro moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jethro scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to third. One out. It's Braves, 3, Giants, 3. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Braves. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. McGuire settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Noble strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Dave Coslow now pitching. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lark hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney pinch hits for Dave Coslow. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Al Gettle now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Elliott strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Braves. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanky takes first base on ball four. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Kerr catches it and throws to second to double up Stanky. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield strikes out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jethro takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jethro. The throw from Noble and he is safe. Jethro steals second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Noble strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lark hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.